23 Merrion Square, the headquarters of the St. Joseph's Young Priest Society. Olivia Mary Taff founded the society in 1895 to promote a greater love and understanding of the Eucharist and to pray daily for an increase in vocations to the priesthood and religious life. Olivia Mary Taff Kneeblake, foundress of St. Joseph's Young Priest Society, was born in Anna House, County Galway on June the 24th, 1832. The parish baptismal records have not survived. It is believed that Olivia Mary Blake was baptised in Corrifin Church, where her parents were married. The original church was built in 1760. It is also claimed that it was here that Olivia received her vocation to go out and proclaim the Lord to others. In her early 20s, Olivia finished her education in France. During her time there, she was impressed by widespread devotions in honour of the Blessed Sacrament. She met her husband at the wedding of a cousin, and she married John Joseph Taff at St. Michael's Church, Dunleary, County Dublin, on May the 29th, 1867. On returning home from their travels, Olivia and John settled down at Smarmore Castle. She began her charity work, which was to shape the rest of her life. In her local church at Ballapusta, she set up a shrine in honour of St. Joseph. Anna School was built by the Bodkins to educate the children of their tenants. Olivia's husband John was one of the trustees of the school. That it was the orphaned son of a Ballyglunin policeman, Richard Judge, who was the first priest to be educated and supported financially by Olivia Mary Taff for the foreign missions. And so the work of St. Joseph's Young Priest Society began. On the 1st of April 1895, she published the first English language version of the magazine known as the St. Joseph Sheaf. Soon afterwards, Father Henry Brown took over the editorship of the Sheaf. He suggested to Olivia that the appeal be widened. As a result, at the end of the second year, the readers were contributing to the support of 10 students of the priesthood. Olivia Mary Taff died on the 3rd of May 1918 and is interred beside her husband John in Ballapusta Cemetery next to St. Catherine's Church.